AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, Gold 92.5. It's the podcast.
Yeah. Gee, big news today with Lisa Wilkinson. Effective immediately leaving the Today Show, we got all the dirty, down and dirty stuff you need from Peter Ford, our entertainment reporter. Also, we know that, Peter, you've embraced the fact you're dressing as a woman for the Ladies' Day in the corporate box of the GC600. But, AJ, you needed a bit of pushing, so we got some advice from our Gold FM family.
Yeah, got some great advice. Also, we got some advice on those battles you can't win at home. What does your partner do that just absolutely annoys you? And I did a spray towards the Gold Coast City Council, considering they spent $400,000 on silver ferns.
And right now we're discussing habits that you just can't put up with your partner. Can I just kick off here?
Well, hang on. It's about battles you can't win. When you're at home, battles you can't win with your partner. You just
give up.
You wave the white flag, you grit your teeth, and you go, okay.
I work within a 1 metre radius.
Oh,
and
here we go.
Bridge works in a 3 metre radius, probably, of a person who comes to work every day with putrid feet. I mean, not from the point of view, they don't smell, they just look putrid. You wear thongs, and I've got to stand here and be exposed to those feet. And the ladies yesterday from the Give Me Five for Kids, when the hospital ladies came in, and they were suggesting to you what you could do with those feet, but you continue to come in with thongs in, and we've got to put up with it.
It's a HR issue. Nothing will happen. Don't worry. Nothing will happen about it.
You've got nothing to say.
No, it's just a battle you can't win. That's what we're talking about.
Thank
it's a
you.
Battle I
Thank
have you. Not won in 7.5 years with this bloke, and you're not going to win it.
13, 27, 10. We want to know those battles you can't win at home, because at the moment I've got, well, it's been going on for years. It's been going on for about, I don't know even how long I've been with Sheree, 14 or something years. But it's a battle I can't win. And this is the frustrating thing.
Yeah.
She has to leave the oven open to cool down. So after we cook something...
That's cute, though.
What's cute about it? It's an oven.
Yeah, I know.
It's an oven. You close it to heat things up. So it will cool down if it's still closed. But she opens the door to cool the oven down.
Yeah, I do it with the dishwasher to help dry the dishes.
It's the most stupidest thing I've ever heard of. You know the worst thing about this?
Yes.
She doesn't cook. She doesn't go in. So after I finish cooking, she'll make the effort to walk into the kitchen, which it's hard to believe she knows where it is, and then opens the oven to leave it open to cool down. It's an oven. You don't cook, get out. And I've got after about, I've just started gritting the teeth and just accepting.
You won't win.
I know. You just won't win. We do want to know, though, those battles at home that you just grit your teeth and you can't win. Rob McLeod?
Elisa's on her way to work this morning. Good morning, sweetheart.
Oh, you're brave. You are brave.
Now,
Rodney.
Elisa holds a conversation with me on a regular basis in the other room.
Oh,
right?
Yep.
And she's holding a conversation with me. I've either gone into the bedroom or the toilet, and she's in the kitchen. And she's having a conversation with me 3 rooms away. All right? And when I come out, I get the glare. What? Didn't you hear what I said? I was 3 bloody rooms away. How was I supposed to hear? Now, Alyssa's response will be available on a podcast in a 3-part series over several weeks. At goldfm.com.au.
Oh, that's funny.
Morning, darling.
We're getting asphyxiated by Glen 20. You know, the green stuff.
It's all good. I've had a bath in it and some hand gel. It's good. We're good to go. The studio is nice and sterile.
Using it as our underarm deodorant at this stage.
Spider's got his T-shirt up over his head.
And he keeps
old Bridget.
No, it's good. And he keeps on going, shh, shh, shh. For some reason?
No, because I don't want to be loud, and the less you talk, because you feel a little bit crook.
He loves it. The less I talk, the better. I said, boys, you won't get much out of me today. It's your favourite day. Anyway, what's going on, brother?
No, something happened over the weekend, and I do want to know if it's happened to anyone else. Look, you get to an age where, you think you're still going steadily okay, and, you enjoy the fruits of life, maybe a couple of beers, and, I love my salt and vinegar chips and my dim sims and a bit of of fried food. And when I was playing, I never enjoyed that kind of food.
No, but you didn't. It was tricked.
Now, I've got two suits in my life. One suit I use for court appearance. I used to use for court appearance. And the other one I use for my wedding. So
I love your court appearance one. You have that stink eye look on your face every time you're going into
Both of them I've used on several occasions, so they haven't gone to waste. But I went to a function on Saturday night.
Yes.
And I put on the wedding suit. Went with my wife Cherie and went to put the suit on. Didn't fit.
Oh dear.
Too tight. Blown out.
Welcome to being a woman.
I couldn't
believe it.
After like I've had it for probably since 98.
Wow.
So a long time and it doesn't fit. So
welcome to it. Try something that doesn't fit that you bought 2 months ago. That sucks. Wow. Well, hang on. You don't look like you put anything
on. I have lost it in probably around my quaddies and my hammies, but just put on that little bit of Michelin Man around the guts.
Have you?
Yeah, the big butter. I don't even have to feel my guts. Anyway.
You've chunked up a bit.
I have. I want to know if anybody out there, 13, 20, 7, 10, do you still fit into your wedding dress or your wedding suit?
Oh, my God. I've got my mother's at home and the waist, I'm telling you, is like it's size 6. It's ridiculous.
We had an argument. Well, not an argument, a discussion with Cherie, my wife. She's got her wedding dress. And I said, will you squeeze into you?
Don't ever say squeeze when you're asking a woman to fit into something.
It's in New Zealand, so we can't confirm the bet yet if she can still fit into it.
Of course
but
she could.
I want to know, can you still fit into either your wedding dress or your wedding suit?
We've got a double to see Beatlemania live at the Star Saturday. 28 October for 13, 27, 10. Beatlemania on tour live, Star Gold Coast, 28 October. Tickets at Ticketek. He inspired us having problems fitting into his suit.
I was a little bit disappointed because, I went to try on a wedding suit. I've only got two suits. One was a wedding suit, went to put it on the weekend, and I've blown out a little bit and couldn't fit into it.
Buddy.
We're asking, do you still fit into your wedding suit or do you still fit into your wedding dress or you don't? Just make you feel a bit better, have a little bit of fun about it.
Well, AJ, I didn't mean to make you feel worse, but I just did. We just did a Biggest Loser weigh-in. We don't like those scales. We've actually just changed the batteries in them. We thought that might help make us lighter. So you are normally always, what are you?
Look, my playing weight was about 103, 104, but I've been about 108 since I've retired for probably 6 years.
Yeah. And?
113.
Ooh,
put on 5 kilos. It was only 5 weeks ago. I made a bet with a mate that we'll lose 5 kilos, and I've put it on.
You put on. We'll go to the Tugan Vets because they have the best scales there. I always weigh in 2 kilos lighter.
I haven't been that heavy since my first year of footy when the dietitian said, "Eat whatever you can. You've got to put on weight." And I went to Bali for 3 weeks, come back at 114 kilos and fat. But we are asking, do you still fit into your wedding suit or your wedding dress? And Anthony in Labrador. Do you still fit into your silks? I mean, your wedding suit, Anthony.
Hey, Spider. No, Whackers, the last time I've been in silks, it was on a double bed in Mildura, mate.
You are loose, Anthony.
Do you still fit into your wedding suit?
I'm tail, guys, eh? Bridge, when I was a kid at Rosebud, I went into the op shop, right, and I bought me a set of tails that they used to drag on the ground. So I wore them as I got older, like I said, Bob Dylan and everything, and, fancy dresses and all that kind of stuff, right? And I still got them today. They're in Rosebud in me cupboard.
Oh, and do they still drag on the ground?
No, because I'm a bit taller now.
Thanks, Anthony.
Oh, you're funny. Oh, my God, thank you. Jane in Mermaid Waters. Do you still fit into your wedding dress or an event dress?
Well, guys, I do have my wedding dress, but I never actually wore it, so I don't know whether I still fit into it. See, I might give it a burl tonight and see if it goes over the head. But anyway, that's another story.
Yeah.
But I still fit into my grey box pleat tunic that I used to wear in high school, and I left high school in the 70s.
Oh, hang on. AJ likes a school uniform.
Yes.
Hang on.
Stop us.
AJ?
Sounds good. Keep talking, Jane.
Wow, that's amazing.
I've worn it to a fancy dress not that long ago, yeah.
Oh, you're amazing.
That's
that is
awesome.
So cool. Well done.
Thanks, Jane.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Bye.
And Chris in Varsity Lakes. Chris, do you still fit into your wedding dress?
Nowhere near it, Spider. Nowhere near it. I was 30 when I got married and very fine at the time. And I now have a 19-year-old daughter at home who can't even fit into my wedding dress either.
But wow.
I'm a big believer in symmetry. So I have this problem that even when it comes to my body, I have symmetry. I have these two big bumps at the front. But then when I look sideways in the mirror, I have these two big bumps at the back as well.
That's funny, the back boobs. God bless you, Chris. I'm with you, sister.
Oh, funny.
We've deemed you the best caller, Chris. Congratulations. You're off to Beatlemania, the Beatlemania Tour live at Star Gold Coast, 28 October. Tickets at Ticketek.
Big news yesterday when you're looking at the Today Show. Lisa Wilkinson, who's been there for some years.
10 years.
10 years.
Has she celebrated it all on air recently.
Oh, they did too. And it looks like that she's jumped ship, gone to Channel 10, a dispute over equal pay, saying that she should be on the same as Karl Stefanovic, which, you know, realistically, if they're doing the same job, I totally agree with.
Yeah, and apparently jumping ship to the project. A bit of an awkward moment this morning on the Today Show with Deb Knight, Sylvia Jeffries, and Karl Stefanovic clapping her out.
So much love for you, Lise. You're proud, you're passionate, you're principled, you are much admired and much loved by our viewers and by the broader Australian community. All the very best, and we wish you all of our love as well.
We look forward to a couple of champagnes too.
Oh, here, yeah. Here.
At 9:05,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done, Lisa. Okay.
All right, let's go to the phone and get the latest from our reporter, our entertainment reporter and Australia-wide known Peter Ford.
I'm not sure the Today Show are handling it quite awkwardly. They're clapping around. I just saw on the telly emotional tributes. But what is the guts of this, Peter?
Emotional tributes, but didn't stop them cancelling a swipe card at 5:05 yesterday.
Wow.
To get back in the building. You know, look, this is business. Of course it is. And it's been going on for a couple of months. What happened was Lisa was on $1,050,000 a year. They offered her $1,000 extra a week. So basically $1.1 million. Now, a lot of the figures that are in the papers today are absolutely wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, they're saying that 1.8, 1.9 and stuff. She wasn't on that at all. She was pretty much earning exactly half what Karl was getting. Now, Karl, to be honest, does a lot of extra stuff. You know, he does 60 Minutes and he does the same time next year, all of that thing. So they're not really doing the same job. But unfortunately, Lisa was determined to stand her ground and she had a plan B. And in show business, it was always good to have a plan B. She had somewhere else to go, another offer on the table, and she grabbed it. And that's why she's now at Channel 10.
Yeah, you look at all that and, a lot of people don't know that, when you sign a contract with exclusively to a network like Karl and you get another half, three or four other jobs, it's all time consuming. It all takes up time and that all makes up the whole pie. But why would you be jumping to Channel 10 that's lucky to save itself at the moment?
Yeah, well, look, the deal, it's a four-year deal. It was done with CBS. She'll do the Sunday night project. She'll fill in for Carrie a couple of times during the year, so she'll do that out of Melbourne, obviously. She lives in Sydney. And so she'll do other projects as well. So they're going to use her. It's good for them, symbolically, seeing they're in this sort of state of flux at the moment, to have a big-name star jump on board and say, you know what, I can see a future here, and I want to be here. So it's good for them, and she's going to be well paid. She won't have the early starts. So, you know, it's kind of a win-win for everybody, except for the Today Show. It leaves them with a big gaping hole. I think Georgie Gardner might be the one to get it, but it's a case of watch and wait and see.
How many women do want the job? They're saying, perhaps it's the news girl at the moment who's married to Stefanovic.
I don't think Sylvia will get it. I think Georgie Gardner will get it. But watch this space.
And we're broadcasting live from the big show, the big events, the big hall of car racing, the V8s, this Friday. Bridget's got to go and do a business lunch down the south, and apparently we're hosting the ladies' lunch, Peter.
That looks like the case at the moment. And being a ladies' lunch, we said yes before we checked the fine print, and the fine print stated that, yes, they want us dressed as ladies.
Always look at the little asterisk down the bottom, just for future reference. Yes, we do. You've embraced this, Peter. You've already got your outfit ready. I don't even know what I'm wearing. And you already are organised. You'd just be a good woman.
Well, you know the sad thing about this, from my point of view, is I've got three to choose from. I'm going a caftan, and I don't know because the colours that are in are green, orange and pink. Don't know, I think I'd look like a big orange if I wore an orange one. So green or pink.
Go green.
And blonde. I'll probably go blonde for the day.
You always want to be blonde with the wig, huh?
There we go.
Really? Look, he's so into it, AJ. Now, can you please tell everyone what you said in the meeting yesterday? That what you want to dress as? What is going on?
What is this, Adrian?
He's playing out of touch, out of time. What is happening?
Just a bit of clubbing music for what I'm going to be wearing.
You're so out of touch. What do you want to wear?
What do you want to wear?
A little slinky number.
Oh, my God. You want to wear a little tiny skirt?
You don't.
He also said in the meeting yesterday you want to wear a G-string. Well, and you want to wear a little midriff top.
Well, if I'm going to go, I'm going to go the whole way, Peter.
Well, you've got the page 3 of the bulletin today, and there's one of the grid girls on there who looks Miss Supercars, and you want to dress exactly in the same dress she's got on.
Oh, my God, with those heels. You got to understand, you've got 3 flights of stairs to get up to the top of the corporate box. It's got holes in it, so you have to wear corks, okay?
Okay.
You got to wear them on your feet.
Big corks?
Look, 60-year-old women don't even dress how you want to dress, and you're nearly a 60-year-old man.
I've got plenty of corks from wine bottles over the years.
Oh, my God.
I'll make some shoes.
We'll get to the calls, and then we'll go through the list of what you need to have organised and ready to go. All right, Karen in Helensvale, hello. What's in? What do the guys need to wear to the Gold Coast 600 this Friday?
Well, for AJ, I think he needs to wear feathers and leather.
Oh, wow.
Feathers for feminine, leathers for racing, but definitely no whips. Anyway.
No whips, no whips, no horse racing whips.
No nothing.
No nothing.
Leather and feathers.
We'll have a bit of a look at that for you,
thanks,
Karen.
Wow. Thanks, Karen. And Joe in Jake as
thanks.
Well. Joe, what do you reckon, what's in at the moment? What should AJ be dressed as or dressed like?
I think he should go as an iconic Gold Coaster and go dressed in some gold hot pants as a meter mate.
Oh.
We have some too. We've got some gold hot pants.
And we need somebody to sell the raffle tickets on the day.
Yeah, we do. That would be
there you
perfect.
Go. So stupid, Peter. You're being stupid.
Oh,
though.
Joe, was awesome.
Thanks, Joe. But I've got my outfit. You haven't. So I think that we've got to get it.
Well, what are you wearing?
A caftan.
You're wearing a caftan.
No, you're not wearing a caftan.
Is that so if you eat enough food, you can just kind of relax into it a bit later on? Is that why? It's not too tight? You don't have to wear Spanx underneath?
I wear Spanx.
What are Spanx, Peter?
They hold everything in.
Yes, you're right.
Because I don't, I just want to hold it all in.
You're going to wear a wig?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to go all out, mate. You can't go half-assed.
And, like, we're going to do it properly too. Like, champagnes, bottles up, bottoms up, everything.
Yeah, of course.
We're going to go hard.
So let's go through it. Hair, have you organised that checklist?
I have, yes.
Or a wig, I should say.
Adrian?
Okay. All right, I will.
Makeup, we've got to go through that, the colours.
Oh, please.
Because if you're going red lips, makeup. You can't go full on your eyes. Of course.
I'm not going lipstick.
Of course you have to. You're dressing completely as a woman. You don't want your skirts too short because you will be going up 3 flights of stairs.
Adrian?
Well, that cancels me out straight away because I was going to wear that little skimpy number that I've got in the cupboard at home.
No one needs to see.
You normally have an umbrella. We'll just put the umbrella behind him as he's walking up the
that'll
stairs.
That'll be wrong. You need something over him completely. Wax. You got to wax. You got to get accessories. There's a lot to do yet. Handbag.
Oh, wax.
What handbag are you getting? Fake tan. You got to do your nails. Mani-pedi. Fake eyelashes.
We don't need all that.
If you were doing the woman, this is what it's like. It's
women overthink it.
It's not about just throwing on a dress. You have to have the whole package.
See, women.
This is what it's like to be a woman.
But they overthink it.
It's not overthinking. This is what goes into being a woman. And you're going to experience all of this week.
Okay.
So much fun.
AJ, Bridge, and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.